Turkey's stock market lost more than 10% of its value today, and the national currency, the lira, slid about 5%. Investor confidence is seriously shaken in the aftermath of this weekend's parliamentary vote denying U.S. troops access to the country in preparation for a possible war in Iraq. The U.S. was offering Turkey up to $30 billion in grants and loans in exchange for cooperation. Today's economic news has many Turks worried, but as NPR's Guy Raz reports now from Ankara, equally problematic could be the vote's impact on Turkish-American relations.
Leading members of the ruling Justice and Development Party tried to put a positive spin on Saturday's outcome. The party leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, staked his personal reputation on the vote passing. And now both Erdogan and his party's grip on power seem politically fragile.
Demokratik bir yönetimin yapması gereken her şeyi yaptık.
We've done everything a democratic government should do, a smiling Erdogan said. We're now being accused of having been too democratic. Around 100 members of Erdogan's party broke ranks to reject the plan to allow up to 62,000 American soldiers inside Turkey. Turkish military officials, who rarely issue statements, are said to be fuming about the decision. Turkey's top brass had hoped to station tens of thousands of Turkish troops alongside American forces in Iraq in the event of war. Saturday's vote also quashed that prospect. Critics of the government, like editor Ilnur Cevik, say the ruling party mishandled the whole process.
The Turkish government should have sold this to the Turkish public 2 months ago, to their own deputies 2 months ago. They made the mistake of they saw an anti-war, anti-U.S. sentiment growing in Turkey. They did nothing to contain it.
And on Saturday, just as Parliament convened to debate the motion, tens of thousands of Turks turned out on the streets of Ankara to protest a possible war.
When the day of reckoning came, they were faced with this huge problem of having to sell something that had become growingly unpopular. They failed.
Officials in Washington are said to be mulling over alternative war plans. There is still a chance Turkey's parliament will reconsider the motion this week, but for the time being, Turkish leaders are doing their best to contain any short-term damage that may be inflicted on the relationship with the United States. This morning, Turkish Prime Minister Abdullah Gül spoke to reporters. Undoubtedly, Turkish-American relations are important, Gül said. It is a strategic alliance that will weather this storm. Onur Oman, a member of parliament who voted against allowing deployments, echoed the prime minister. Oman pointed to the successful alliance between Turkey and the U.S. during the Korean War, Kosovo, and most recently, Afghanistan.
I don't believe that the Americans will forget all the rest and to focus on one single issue. And in case you don't cooperate with us on this issue, forget about us. This is not what we are expecting from Americans, and it will be against common sense.
But Oman also warned against a political backlash in Washington, particularly if war comes without Turkey's cooperation. Washington, he says, should not regard Turkish reluctance as an opportunity to forge even stronger ties with the ethnic Kurds in northern Iraq, ties that worry Ankara.
We do not expect Americans to operate against Turkish interests under any condition. It will damage our mutual solidarity, mutual reliance, mutual dependence, our common strategic interests, NATO alliance. It will destroy everything.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.